first person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Veronica Negron honors her mother. This piece is read by Cynthia Strauss.
I never really considered my citizenship. I took it for granted as a birthright. My mother, who immigrated to the United States, caused me to really look at the meaning of being a true citizen, when after living for more than 25 years in the States, she decided to become a citizen. Although my mother understands English, she is not what one would consider fluent. Since I was the only one still living at home at the time, I was forced to help my mother study for the test. After school, I would go through a study sheet which included questions like, "What is the First Amendment?" or "Who said, 'Give me liberty or give me death?'" I tutored my mother in this manner for 2 months. I taught her the pledge, which I had been reciting since kindergarten. I began to wonder whether knowing these facts and reciting the pledge really defined citizenship. Then I looked at my mother, a hard-working woman who had worked jobs ranging from waitress to factory worker. She is the definition of a blue-collar worker. She has never broken the law, has raised 3 kids on a below-average income, pays taxes, and hasn't taken a vacation in years. My mother passed the citizenship exam and was sworn in as an American citizen. She was so proud, and to this day she reminds me to vote and that serving jury duty is a part of being an American citizen. But she was a citizen long before the government ever recognized her, and like her, thousands of other unrecognized citizens exist working for the American way of life.
This piece was produced by Marcy Marcus and Margie Kern Marshall. For First Person Singular, this is Laurie Korn.